think we can all agree Ron Thomason is a legend.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Steve.
I told you, it's real informal here.
I thought there was some kind of introduction or something going to happen.
I thought we would just start there. They all start differently. I wanted to talk to you about a little bit about Gray Fox, a little bit about Dry Branch Fire Squad. Happy to see we're serenaded in the background by the lovely sounds of Mike Compton and Joe Newberry. So this is all real, right?
It's real time.
Real time.
That's right. I hope I don't talk fast for people because time will seem to die for him.
Ron, if anyone has ever accused you of talking fast.
Yeah, I don't get that much.
No, I think we're okay with that one. So you've been involved in this festival forever. I don't need to go back to the beginning. We talk about your attachment to this festival. It's a wonderful event, and I'm happy to be up here, and I know that you love this place.
Well, that's a great comment, Steve. It actually does go back to the beginning, because there was a time when Mary Dalve and I actually sat down in our own rec rooms and did all the mailing and designed the flyers and made up the lineup and worried about whether or not we could stay in business another year.
Mailed everything out.
Mailed it all out.
That was stamping. That wasn't email.
That's exactly correct. There was no email back in those days. Same as it is for me still today. And if you don't have those good memories, you don't have the reason for the festival, because truly I think Mary has done the fight of her life from time to time just to keep this festival together, because there's a lot to it. And especially things that like giving away the scholarships and things, even when we were losing money. I just felt, and she did too, that that's the way we support bluegrass music. And we've just had a dedication to it all that time, and I've never wavered, and she's kind of the backbone of the whole thing.
You every time you open the festival, because you're the host band, every time you come up here, do you remember all those memories as you're coming out, and then you look at what's become of that thing that you started on Mary's floor, so to speak?
This is really a good question, too. Man, this is hard stuff. You didn't, like, give me a chance to prepare.
I don't want anybody to prepare.
So,
these are the easy ones, just if you really want
to. I'll give you the real answer, because I never do. But I get pretty fragile at this event, and I see so many people I've seen now for 35 years or more. Some come every single time, and it makes me weepy. I don't know. I make a bad cowboy at Gray Fox.
You have to feel, and now you see the lineup that just gets better and better, but it seems to me that it's really identified itself as bluegrass and some music attached to bluegrass to try to keep things alive and vital. That's the way I see it. I could be deadly wrong, but it is a great combination of, I don't want to use the term newgrass and traditional and old time, but it does seem like that there's a great array of talent.
Well, we hope so. I mean, that's our goal. That's our goal. And one of the things is I really don't like to have a lineup that everybody's going to like all of it.
That's right.
Because I remember Kenny Baker saying to me one time, he came to help us record a record, and we were playing our first recording of Golden Ring, and he said, "I've got a really great Cajun break I'd like to put in there. Is that all right with you?" I said, "I'd love to hear it, you know." And he said, "Well, I just want to check, you know." And then he went on to say, "I really don't care to play bluegrass every time I pull the fiddle out of the case." And I thought, here's the greatest fiddler in bluegrass that says that, I wish I could say it split an atom in my brain, but that'd be too big of a split. But the plain fact is that I remember thinking that all along. I don't like all the music to sound alike.
You can't, because then there's no beautiful music, because it's all beautiful. I mean, you can't describe it. That's the way I look at it.
That's right.
If everything's the same, all of the superlatives and all the descriptions go out the window.
I had a real good example of this. Just last week, we do another festival in Colorado for charity. And one of the bands, a really well-known band, that just kind of got back to playing and stuff, is one of the guys told a couple political jokes. And always, like it always happens, it just offends some people. And of course, other people love it, depending on where you stand. And they complained to me about that. We'll never have that band back and stuff. And I thought, my gosh, that's the band that gave you the best reaction.
Yeah, right.
You look how involved you are just over a joke. And the plain fact is that in our philosophy of Dry Brands, I don't want every song to be poignant. The brain's got to rest. I want there's pablum in there so you can get ready, because the good stuff is good no matter who's playing it.
Right.
There's really bad musicians that deliver songs with great feeling, and to me, that's what makes bluegrass sort of orgasmic in nature, is you just go through stuff and you kind of set yourself up for that. Those few words of text and just the right notes that go with it that make your hair stand up on your arm and your neck. You know?
Since you said you try not to have every song be poignant, and I'm going to ask you about, this will come out of left field. You got to pray to the Lord when you see the flying saucer.
Yeah.
That's not always poignant, but it's interesting song, don't you say? That goes back a long.
That's what they say. That's a pretty old song.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know it. Ken Irwin brought it to us. And I've never got to have very many people in my band that like it.
No, you should play that.
Well, it's a good song. I like to do it, but I don't get to do it enough to remember all the words.
Okay, all right.
But, yeah, it's a good example of you got to lighten things up. And the other thing about bluegrass music is, like T.S. Eliot said, you got to bring knowledge to the poem. The culture of bluegrass music pretty much doesn't exist anymore, so it doesn't bother me to try and make a platform enough of the culture we come from so people can kind of enjoy it from that perspective. It's like a lot of people don't really enjoy Shakespeare, but it's not because of any lack in his ability to write iambic pentameter and make it rhyme. It's in our ability to understand that culture it comes from. And bluegrass is just like that, I think.
I think you would agree it's probably more diverse now than it has been. I mean, of all the... Because you have young bands, and they'll be here at Grey Fox. Young bands who are playing bluegrass instruments, we'll say it, mm-hmm. but they're playing old-time music, and they're playing really stripped-down versions of old-time string music, and you think they're 20, 21 years old, and they're doing it really well. It's kind of like percolates back up again, and you never know where it's going to go, you know, after that. But there's some great bands that come out here who are, you know, I'm talking about. They're really young, they're really well informed in what they're doing, and they're choosing to play old-timey string music.
Well, I agree with you that it's very diverse. I might take issue with more diverse. I think that bluegrass has become more diverse because of what we, especially like people in IBMA and stuff that are responsible for promoting it, have sort of embraced more things that go under the umbrella of bluegrass music. But when I was a little redneck, I heard of bluegrass music. That came along in the 50s, the term. And a lot of people, like, I know Ralph Stanley never felt like he played bluegrass music. He felt like that was Bill Monroe's music.
He played old-time mountain.
Yeah, and yet... by any standard definition or sensitivity, of course, they both did it and were pioneers in it. And so I would just say the umbrella's gotten bigger, because back when I was a little kid, it was all kind of music just like there is now. And we all considered it old-fashioned country music.
Before they made placards with different labels and record stores.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, before they had to have a stereotype or everything. Yeah. And everybody was always looking for a way to identify themselves. I'll never forget, Elvis recorded some bluegrass. Buddy Holly recorded some bluegrass. And they both considered what they were doing at that time, bluegrass music. I know Elvis considered Blue Moon of Kentucky to be a bluegrass song in the sense it was Monroe's song. And they had the same things that the bluegrass had. Well, who's the best? What's the competition? I'll never forget Buddy Holly once said, well, you could take them all. You take all us guys that play rock and roll now, what we call rock and roll, and put us in an auditorium over here and put Elvis across the street, and everybody will be across the street.
That's right.
So that's kind of indicative of music, too, and that's the same way bluegrass music is. You know, there's still some people that everybody will go to hear. And it's getting to be wider. You know, I've been lectured before by a couple people that there are jam bands that draw in 25,000-30,000 people.
You've been lectured?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But, well, and psychoanalyzed.
Well, I just think of the ED, but I
what
you're saying. Go ahead.
And really, I don't blame people for being angry with me because I don't know that. You know, I guess that they do play bluegrass. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, their music is pretty far afield from what I call bluegrass. So I think that benefits bluegrass.
We ought to raise the water for everybody at some point.
I always hope that's the way. Yeah, I wish we could look at it like that from our national point of view.
All right. Well, listen, I'm thrilled you took a minute to talk to me here at Great Box.
Steve Martin, what a great interview.
Thank you, man.
I'll talk to you later. You probably got a lot more work to do.
Well, I have some.
All right.